Well, I want to talk a little bit about advanced ingredients and starters and bigas.
Oh, yes, that would be good.
The one thing that that can kick your bread making up a notch is to add better quality flours or different quality flours. This is a new product, which I'll set out for the camera to take a look at. It's King Arthur's relatively new white whole wheat bread, or whole wheat flour. All the whole wheat flours in the past have been fairly dark, and they've given the bread a traditional nutty whole wheat taste, mm-hmm. which not everybody likes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a white whole wheat flour. It has not been bleached. It's a naturally white flour. And it can be mixed 50-50 with white flour, so your kids will never know they're eating whole wheat bread, but they'll be getting all the nutrition of the whole ground mm-hmm. wheat with the kernels and the bran and all the other good stuff that's in the whole wheat berry. However, it doesn't have the dark flavor or the dark color of whole wheat.
Okay.
And that's one ingredient that that you can experiment with. The other ingredient is vital wheat gluten. I use that to allow the breads to rise higher than they would with standard flours, because a standard flour might have 11 grams per pound of mm-hmm. of gluten, and this would, you can kick it up to 14 or so, which allows it to rise properly on a cookie sheet, whereas
and make a lighter
bread and
to bread.
Exactly.
Okay. What about the kneading? We just have a couple minutes. Is that one of the hard things? What's the?
We can show the kneading process. We'll pull a loaf of a dough out here, and we can show.